Well, I hope and pray everything is going well with you. We're certainly blessed to be able to continue to be in worship at 11 o'clock, but we're also blessed to be able to do these online services too. And we're continuing with our overview of the book of Revelation. It's up to chapter 11. This little subtitle about chapter 11 is the two witnesses, and just talked a little bit about last week about the seventh trump, which brings the third terror. But as always, I like to start with the overview of the book of Revelation as reading chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3. Because the book of Revelation is the only book in the Bible that promises a blessing at the beginning and at the end for the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of this prophecy. Hear God's word, Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. And an angel was sent to God's servant John, so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. Chapter 11, Book of Revelation, says this, New Living Translation. And then I was given a measuring stick, and was told to go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the number of worshippers. But do not measure the outer courtyard, for it has been turned over to the nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed in sackcloth, and will prophesy during those 1,260 days. These two prophets are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouth of the prophets and consume their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. They have power to shut the sky so that no rain will fall for as long as they prophesy. And they will have the power to turn the rivers and oceans into blood, and to send every kind of plague upon the earth as often as they wish. When they complete their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them. He will conquer them and kill them, and their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city which is called Sodom and Egypt, the city where the Lord was crucified. And for 3.5 days all the people and the tribes and languages and the nations will come to stare at their bodies. No one will be allowed to bury them. All the people who belong to this world will give presents to each other to celebrate the death of these two prophets who had tormented them. But after 3.5 days the spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood up, and terror struck all who were staring at them. Then a loud voice shouted from heaven, "Come up here!" And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. And in the same hour there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in that earthquake. And everyone who did not die was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second terror is past, but look, now the third terror is coming. The next subtitle is The Seventh Trump Brings the Third Terror. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there was loud voices shouting in heaven, "The whole world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever." And the 24 elders sitting on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped him. And they said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was always. For now you have assumed great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry with you, but now the time of your wrath has come. It's time to judge the dead and reward your servants. You will reward your prophets and your holy people, all who fear your name, from the last to the greatest, and those who destroy all who have caused destruction of the earth. Then in heaven, the temple of God was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant would be seen inside the temple. Lightning flashed, thunder crashed and roared, and there was a great hailstorm, and the world was shaken by a mighty earthquake. Think about that in verse 18. The nations were angry with you, but now the time of your wrath has come. It's a time to judge the dead and reward your servants. You will reward your prophets and your holy people, all who fear your name, from the least to the greatest. And you will destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth. You see, we're going to have rewards. And people who are faithful to God will have rewards. And throughout the Bible, we see God giving rewards to his people according to what they deserve. In the Old Testament, obedience to God often brought rewards in this life, Deuteronomy chapter 28. But obedience and immediate rewards are not always linked. If they were good people who would always be rich, and suffering would always be a sign of sin. If there was only quick rewards for every faithful deed, we would soon think that we're pretty good people. And before long, we would be doing good deeds for purely selfish reasons. While it is true that God will reward us for all of our earthly deeds, and we'll see that when we get to chapter 20, our greatest reward, hear this, church, is eternal life in his presence. Well, we think about the two witnesses in the book of Revelation, and they will have miraculous power to accompany their message. They will be here to prophesy and to talk and get people to come to know the Lord thy God. But there's three primary theories on the identity of these two witnesses. One theory was always that it was Moses and Elijah. Another theory was Enoch and Elijah. Remember, Enoch walked with God and then he was no more. Elijah was also translated like Jesus was to heaven. And the third thing is that there are two unknown believers who God calls to be his witness. Now, I think that Moses and Elijah are seen as possibilities, and most likely that's who they are. And they will have power to be able to do some wonderful, wonderful things. So these two witnesses are there. And then we look at the seven trumpets. The seven trump. You see, when we look at all the different trumps all the way through, from the first to the sixth, as we mentioned last week, and then the seventh trumpet comes, which is the revealing of God Almighty, the sounding of the trumpet. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord. Thus ends all the seven trumpet judgments. All is set for the seven angels with the seven bowls of God's wrath. And these angels stand inside the open temple, ready to step forward and bring the final judgments on earth that we'll see in chapter 15. Well, hope and pray you're doing well. Excuse me, I got a little froggy there in my throat. But I hope and pray that you're doing well. And I hope and pray that you're enjoying these overviews of the book of Revelation. Because it's not a book to be scary. It's not a book to be afraid of. It's a book of God's love for his people, his creation. And the most important thing, he is going to bring this earth back to its original state. And those who trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will not only be a part of it, but will return with him when he sets up his kingdom on earth. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day in the precious name of Jesus. And all of God's children said, Amen.